Joined on the call by the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a difficult Saturday for you guys with the 38-10 loss to Sacred Heart, game that was even at the half. As you've gone back and look at it, kind of give me your analysis of what happened in the end of the game in general.
Yeah, so I think Sacred Heart came in with a very good plan. I think they're very well coached, and they're a good football program, and we knew that going into the game. They were in the playoffs in 13 and 14, and fifth-year starting quarterback who's quarterbacked a lot of downs, plus two running backs and a receiver. And, our goal going into the game was to keep the energy level high and, play well coming out. And I thought we had a good first half, even though it was 10-10. We made a mistake at the end of the half to give them a field goal. And, we went in at halftime, and we did not come out in the second half and play Stony Brook football. And, that falls on my shoulders. We had a turnover early in the third quarter that led to points for them, and we couldn't take advantage of any opportunities. So, once again, disappointing, but, the game of football is always something that's a challenge, and you got to stay on point with your players. So we just need to regroup to get ready for the bye week this week to get better as a football program.
How difficult is it, I guess it's part of what you've talked about, this to kind of step out of conference after such a big win like you had a week ago in Richmond? Is it hard to maintain that momentum?
Well, I just heard what Rich said is, you gotta take those great wins, and congratulations to Elon. You gotta take those great wins and put them in perspective and move forward. I thought we did a good job of managing that as a coaching staff, and I thought our kids did a good job of managing that. So, I just think Sacred Heart was a good team and deserved to win. I don't want to take anything away from them.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for Coach here this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Obviously, turnovers played a part in that, and Joe Carbone had been so steady in that Richmond game and had a little bit of a tough night, 8-21 for 97 and two interceptions along with a fumble. He's still a sophomore. Is it still part of the growing process for him, or was it something Stony Brook did defensively? Sacred Heart defensively.
Yeah, Sacred Heart did a good job of a few things they did defensively, and on both Joe's interceptions, he tried to make a play that wasn't there, and he's got to learn through the process of not trying to make plays that aren't there and play within the scope of what we're doing. He'll get off the ground, and he'll be ready to go in 2 weeks.
Talk a little bit about your defense. Obviously, the points in the second half, was a lot of those off turnovers, but a couple guys in particular with career kind of game, Shane Lawless, the first guy, career high 11 tackles, and Trevon Reed-Segura with 9. Talk about the play of those two guys.
Yeah, I thought they both play well. As a defense, we played well in the first half. We didn't tackle very well in the second half, and we gave up a lot of plays on missed tackles. I think that came attached to the energy level you need to be successful on the field. Once again, giving a little bit of credit to Sacred Heart and what they did.
As you touched on, you guys head into the bye week now. You've played four games in two nationally ranked opponents. You played an FBS opponent in Temple, and then an undefeated team in Sacred Heart. How will you try to use the bye week and try to assess your team?
Well, first and foremost, you need to take the bye week and get better as a program. So you need to evaluate personnel and making sure you're playing the right players. You need to evaluate scheme to make sure you're putting your kids in the right position to be successful. You get a chance to get a little bit of rest on the front end and the back end. And in the middle of the week, we'll prepare for Townsend to try to get a start on what we're going to do against them in 2 weeks.
When you look at some of the play, and some of the coaches have talked about it already this morning, and see some of the scores from around the conference, how difficult is it as you look at CA games here the rest of the way to take shape of the CA race with all the scores that you've seen to this point?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's top to bottom probably the best since I've been in the league. You know, and I think, you know, a lot of good coaches contribute to that. I think everybody's well coached and very well prepared, and a lot of good football players. So I think each week, each program's got a challenge as we get into this league schedule is to be able to be prepared correctly. And, you know, I think it's going to be who wins the turnover battle and field position battle, and those teams are going to be the most successful.
Is this I know bye weeks fall different times of year for all teams. This is a good time after four games, and again, talking about the quality of the people that you've played already, and certainly many more still to come, but is this a good time for a bye week about 4 weeks in?
Yeah, I think when I looked at it, you know, when that was presented and I knew the quality of the teams we were going to play, I thought it would fall at a correct time, and I think it has. You know, we're a 2-2 team with two real good wins and, you know, losses that we have to learn from. So, I mean, I think this week to regroup and, you know, make the play in, and we get a chance to play seven straight league games. And, you know, we have to look at the first one against Townsend, who is a very good team and will be a very tough opponent.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and enjoy the bye week, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.